Tuesday, 15 March 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're glad to be able to come to you by means of Christian radio. We're in Psalm 91. We'd like to invite you to join with us, and please join us for a word of prayer. Father, do bless us now. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I made a comment on the last broadcast that I've been around for a few years now, basically, and I have never seen the internal dangers as great as they are today in our country. I'm glad to know that we have a fortress, that we have a secret place, that we have a Lord who cares for us, who can indeed protect us and be with us. If you have time and if you have the opportunity to take your Bible, I realize some of you are driving, some of you are working. You don't have that opportunity, but if you do, we're in Psalm 91, and we're looking at the first seven verses. God willing, we want to go further. But he that, and Lord, do bless us with thy word, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. I am so thankful we have a dwelling place, and it's a secret place in the Most High. And listen to what a wonderful place this is. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The word abide is also the word lodge. We can lodge there. And we can not only sit down there and rest, but God be praised, we can dwell there as well. And just as God provides the shade from a great shade tree, and spiritually speaking, we can dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, on the last broadcast, we had gotten into verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. I just briefly mentioned Martin Luther yesterday. If you are familiar with the history of Martin Luther, you know that he was a Roman Catholic that got saved. And then when his life was declared to be a heresy, or he was declared to be a heretic, then anybody could have killed him. Thank God there was a man who took him in, I believe a German baron who took him in under his care, and Luther learned the great truth that a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. And dear friend, when we get in trouble, and we're in trouble for righteousness' sake, we can learn that same thing as well. Our Lord God is indeed a refuge, and he is a bulwark that never fails. And I, many times, when I get to this portion of Scripture and I read about our Lord being a refuge, I think about an incident in my boyhood when I got into trouble with a neighbor, and he was really chasing me. I mean, he was really chasing me. And I came tearing down through the woods and across the field, hollering for Mama with all I was worth. And she heard me, and she saw me coming. And she opened the back screen door and let me through and slammed it, and would not let my adversary get in. I'm telling you, dear friend, that was indeed a place of refuge. And just as my mom provided a place of refuge, I'm glad I have a Heavenly Father. I'm glad I have a Savior who cares for me and provides a place of refuge as well. Well, here we are in verse 3 now. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I was talking to our people about this in church some weeks ago, about the matter of a snare, and how as boys we used to snare birds and we would snare rabbits. We would take popsicle sticks and we would build a little trap, and we would prop it up, tie some sewing thread or whatever we had to the little trigger stick, get off and hide, and wait for a bird to come under, and of course you'd put some grain or something like that that would attract the birds to come under, and it was the idea was to snare those birds. It was to tempt them to come under, and then you could trap them, you could catch them. We used to build also rabbit boxes. I might be speaking to some of you older folks out there today, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you, right now, you know how to build a rabbit box. And by the way, they were interesting to build, and certainly it was interesting to be able to snare or to catch rabbits as well. Now, the devil is a master at snares. Now, here's the thing that really blessed my heart. I don't remember who I was reading after recently, but I'll tell you, God blessed my heart with this concerning the snares that Satan has set for us that we never saw. I have had the privilege to pastor military people for a long, long time. I have a great relationship with the military. I have great love and respect for the military. It was while I was in service that God saved me. He called me to preach. I met and married my wife. I have a lot of good members of the military. And don't you know, God would allow me to come to New Bern, North Carolina, where I would be close to Cherry Point, the largest Marine Corps air station in the country. And also, I'm not too far from Camp Lejeune. And what a blessing it is and has been to be associated with so many military people over the years. Some of the finest Christians, some of the most dedicated children of God I have ever met were associated with the military. And because of this, wars are very real to us because our people come and go. And we know something about a heartache and sorrow that goes along with people going into combat. Not only that, we have personal family members as well. I come from a lineage of military people. My grandfather, by the way, my actual grandfather was a soldier in the Civil War. My daddy was in World War I, and during World War I. My brother went in World War II and was in during the Korean War, and I went in during the Korean War. So we're very closely associated, of course, with the military. Now, one of the things that has wounded so many of our troops has been landmines. Back in the Vietnam War, they had these pits. They had these bamboo pits and so forth that they would dig holes and put the bamboo in that would cause tremendous pain and injury to our troops. And, of course, the idea was and the need was to detect these things before they stepped on them or stepped in them, before they would become ensnared in these traps. And, dear friend, the devil has got a lot of snares for us as well. And wise are we to ask God for wisdom and for diligence that we might be able to avoid all the fiery dart, not only the fiery darts of the wicked, but his snares as well. That's just like the devil. He likes to set snares. Unfortunately, overseas now, many civilians have been and are being injured by these landmines and so forth. As they become snared by them, they set them off and they explode. I'm just simply saying this, dear friend, that we must beware not only of physical snares, but spiritual snares as well. Now, sometimes we see them coming. God be praised that sometimes we have folks who are with us who see the snares before we do, and they're willing to help us. But you can be assured of this, that God's desire is to deliver us from the snares of the wicked one. This is what he's writing about in Psalm 91. He said, "He shall surely deliver thee from the snare of the fowler." God be praised. Every life that's salvaged, every home that's salvaged, every church that's salvaged, every ministry that's salvaged, because God delivered us from the snare that Satan has laid for us. And once again, let me say that we're in real battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, dear friend. The battle is real and the snares are real. Thanks be to God, we serve a God who can deliver us from the snares of the evil one. O blessed Holy Spirit, guide us and lead us and direct us. I pray that you'd keep us from the snares of the enemy, and we'll thank you for it. But we ask it in that name that's above all other, that worthy name, even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to say today that not only do I want him to keep me from the snares, but God be praised for the snares he has protected me from. And I'm sure if I could hear you out there today, there would be a chorus of amens. Well, may our Lord be pleased to make us a channel of his blessing, to be the salt and light he's told us to be. And please join us next broadcast if you can.